you made it. Sorry to always call you out in the middle of the night, but there's no other time I can sneak away from my tribe. I think, though, sometimes you're not gonna make it out this far to see me. But I guess I need to stop worrying so much. That's what my father always says, that I'm just like how my mother was, stressing myself out over nothing. It's nice seeing your friendly face. I kind of had a rough day again. You know how it goes. Because I'm smaller, I'm easier to pick on. Thus, I get picked on. Don't worry, though. Not that it would get me down. Little do they know, I have a human on my side, and you are way cooler than anything they put value on. They were obsessed with the lore of a bear pelt. Rumor has it that deep in the forest there once lived a mama bear and her three cubs. The forest had humans that lived nearby, but they never dared to enter. Until one man cast an iron tracked through the woods. He came across Mama Bear and instantly sliced her down. Within minutes, she bled out. Her three little cubs wouldn't make it till the morning, as it was far too cold at night. Apparently, you can still hear her in the forest crying for her cubs. What do you think? Do you believe in that kind of stuff? It would explain why it gets so scary at night, huh? Hearing twigs snapping behind you, or owls stop singing abruptly before you know it. Bear attack! You should see your face. Now I remember why I like being around you so much. Hey, This might seem a bit strange, but, well, you know how last time we hung out and I was asking all these questions about human friends and how you were teaching me about girls' sleepovers? Could, we do this slumber party thing you were thinking of? I mean, I can't actually have you sleep over, or else I think the tribe would try and hang me for it. I meant like the attention and care part. The playing with each other's hair. I didn't realize that was even a custom for you guys, and I find it really cute. Here, if you're friendly with someone, you go hunting and spend time together like that. Even if it's platonic, that's okay, but it's just, well, we don't really get much affection. Whereas you humans seem to be all over each other, like, all the time. Would that be okay with you? I brought some stuff with me. This is a hairbrush made of pine wood. It looks neat, right? Yeah. I can sit in between your legs. Let me just get comfy. Thank you. You're the best. You know that? Sorry, it's a little knotted. We were studying technique today when it comes to weapons. I didn't really select my weapon type yet. There's longsword, war armors, battle axes, daggers, you name it, and it's an option. Well, oh, but the one I want to specialize in. I want to be a hunter with a bow and arrow, but although not forbidden, it is frowned upon because of the elves. We aren't supposed to recreate or do anything that they do, or else it's like we're trying to pay them a compliment. I'm not hateful of them. They are trying to teach it to me, but it's just like what they said about humans. Remember when I bumped into you and I froze solid in fear? That's because of all the lies they put into my head. All you wanted to do was know how to get back, and I just kept trying to run away from you and hide until I realized you guys can actually talk, and it's not just war cries that come out of your mouth. It was embarrassing to say the least. But yeah, I want to be the best orc huntress there ever was. I want tales about how I'm easily able to defend my people and land. I can dream of a tale anyway. Normally we get them for hunting reasons, such as slaying a beast that has been pestering the plains for a while. Maybe I should have been born like you, human. With rounded ears, small teeth, and skin that isn't green. You ever feel like you don't quite belong? Thanks for doing this, though. You're one of a kind. Oh, whoa, are you finished with the hairbrush already? I was worried you were going to be at it all day, but your technique was good, and there wasn't too much scalp pulling. Oh, that feels nice. I don't know what you're doing, but yeah, please keep doing it. Feels like my whole body is ready to shiver. I don't think I can remember the last time someone touched my scalp. And a loving way, of course. When it comes to spar practice, everyone goes for my hair because they know it's my weak spot. I just want to have long flowing hair, but they are always such meanies and rip it out. I'll get that full head of hair one day. Then I can properly learn how to braid it. I just want one really long one that starts from the front and then goes all the way down my back. Not the best style if you have long hair and your weapon of choice is a bow. But don't you think I would look super majestic and I would stand out? Everyone would want a piece of me, but they can look, don't touch. And all the other orc girls will be begging to do my hair for me so they can earn my admiration and approval. No more being big meanies to me just because they can be. Hey, what is this? Oh, you guys don't normally do it, then what's going on? Huh? You think my ears are cute? Now you're just showing me pity. Got them pierced when I was just a week old. It's kinda common here to do that. I don't think it's right since I didn't actually ask, nor was I even able to communicate, but it is what it is. Just because it was done in the past, does it mean it should be normalized in the future? I don't think so. I just believe in doing good and being nice to one another. Seems like it's too much to ask out of a work tribe. I'm enjoying this moment with you. I'm really glad our paths crossed. It seems like fate smiles upon us both as we get a little something out of our friendship. Who knew the most wimpy orc would befriend the dumbest human? What? You are dumb. You do realize how dangerous it is to cross paths with an orc? You are just incredibly lucky I'm a wimp by nature. I'm not upset at myself with how I am. If I wasn't a wimp, then I wouldn't be me now, would I? Gotta take the good with the bad. If everything was good in life, then it would get awfully boring. But what I know, I'm just a naive little orc with a baby fang tooth. you. Just a normal hug. I want to feel what it's like to have your arms around me. I guess I feel a little vulnerable like this. But it's nice to share the closeness. Can you pet my hair like this? Oh, guess I am a little touch of starved. This is nice to be held. Is this what friends do together as humans? Maybe next time we meet, I can do some orc equivalent of a slumber party. Would you like that? I can make it happen. I just want to be held for a little bit longer. We should get going. I'll see you next week, okay? Bye, human.